The Eiffel Tower, Big Ben, the Statue of Liberty, these high-profile national symbols evoke their country's distinct histories and cultures. Scotland's less well-known and slightly more portable icon arrived in America last week. For the first time in 700 years, the Sword of Wallace left Scottish soil and crossed the pond to Grand Central Station in New York City. According to ancient lore, the weapon belonged to William Wallace, the 13th century rebel who launched Scotland's bloody fight against England. Americans might remember him better as Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart. The 5-foot-long sword is the centerpiece of an exhibit celebrating Scottish heritage, and joining us now is Kevin Brown, the keeper of the sword. He's also a member of the Stirling Town Council in Scotland. Very nice of you to join us today from New York City on Talk of the Nation.
Good afternoon.
Scotland is best known for bagpipes, golf, and salmon. Tell us a little bit about this sword.
Well, the sword, as you say, is 700 years old and was used by Sir William Wallace, who was known as the Guardian of Scotland, who helped achieve Scottish independence from English domination at the latter part of the 13th century.
And why, after 700 years, is it leaving Scotland for the very first time?
Well, because Tartan Week, which is happening this week in New York, and Tartan Day, which happens across the U.S. tomorrow, is a very important celebration of all things Scottish. So we thought it was important to use one of the best-known symbols of Scotland, the Wallace sword, which is obviously very well known in the U.S. through the movie Braveheart, to bring that across to give people an idea of what Scotland's history is about.
Now, there have been many times Scottish games, all that sort. Tartan Day sounds like an attempt to sort of match St. Patrick's Day.
Well, yes, it was a U.S.-based attempt by a senator who put it through the Congress to make the 6th of April every year a Tartan Day. The 6th of April commemorates a 1320 Declaration of Arbroath, similar to the U.S. Declaration of Independence, which was a letter to the Pope of that time asserting Scottish independence. And that happened on the 6th of April, 1320, and that's why we have Tartan Day on the 6th of April every year in the U.S.
Well, tell us a little bit about the central exhibit of this year's Tartan Day, the Wallace sword. What does it look like?
It's a double-handed broadsword, so about 5 feet 6 inches in height. It's had a repair, because obviously it's been around for 700 years. It was repaired mainly in 1505 by James IV. It has a large handle with an animal skin binding on it, and it's a very impressive piece of ancient weaponry.
Was there any concern that it might be damaged by, you know, after all this time?
Yes, there was major concerns, and indeed there was some opposition in Scotland to coming away from Scotland for the first time. But what we did was use specialist shipping agents in London and here in New York, who have been absolutely fantastic in looking after the sword and making sure it's being shipped safely.
As such a potent symbol of Scottish nationalism, has this sword ever been subject to, exploitation by other political entities?
Well, the sword has been stolen on 3 occasions, in fact, first by Scottish nationalists trying to achieve certain ends, and once by a suffragette. So it's obviously got that kind of symbolism, which makes it very important to different groups. But for many years now, it's been left to have a quiet life in the National Wallace Monument in Stirling. It can be seen most days of the week.
And now you've brought it to New York, where, I hate to mention this, but from time to time, things have gone missing from Grand Central Station.
Well, we have some excellent cooperation from the security firms, from the police, and indeed even from the army. So we're very confident that the security arrangements that we've taken mean that I should be able to return home to my family with a sword, because I certainly can't do it without the sword.
No, if you don't come home with the sword, I suspect don't come home at all.
I said I'll find a place to live in South America, I think.
Even they have extradition with Scotland now. I don't know where you could possibly go. Kevin Brown, thanks very much, and good luck with the exhibition.
Thank you very much.
The Wallace sword is on exhibit in the Vanderbilt Hall at New York City's Grand Central Station on the east side of 42nd Street and Lexington Avenue. Kevin Brown, we just spoke with, the keeper of the sword from Stirling, Scotland. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.